Hello, and welcome to Live from Hochstein. I'm Mona Segetola-Slami. Impressed that a number of people made it here through all the snow and delighted to have you with us, whether in person at Hochstein or tuned into the live radio broadcast on WXXI Classical 91.5. Today, we get to hear from a joyful violinist who for many years was the principal second violin of the Rochester Philharmonic Orchestra and was a founding member of the Amenda Quartet and Finger Lakes Chamber Music, as well as a musical arranger and teacher, violinist David Brickman. He's joined by pianist Diane Walsh, who performs around the world as a soloist, chamber musician, and with orchestras, including playing Beethoven's Variations on a Waltz by Diabelli over 100 times in the Broadway production of 33 Variations, a play by Moises Kaufman, starring Jane Fonda. Diane Walsh is currently based in Maine, and it's good to have her back in Rochester today. Please join me in welcoming David Brickman and Diane Walsh to the stage. Winter was cold and bleak in Paris in 1917. There were shortages of coal for heat and of food. World War I had taken a toll on all aspects of life, including music, and the time was particularly difficult for Claude Debussy, who was exhausted and ill after 6 years of dealing with colon cancer. But Debussy's publisher pushed him to write music, perhaps hoping it would revive his spirits. And in response, Debussy wrote a violin sonata described as being full of light and beauty, with incredible moments of sensuality and joy. Debussy played at the premiere of this piece in the spring, May of 1917, at a benefit concert to help French soldiers affected by the war. And here, we are going to hear David Brickman and Diane Walsh with that delicate, colorful music, The Violin Sonata by Claude Debussy.
Thank you. Thank you.
Sonata for violin and piano by Claude Debussy, played by violinist David Brickman and pianist Diane Walsh on Live from Hochstein. David Brickman says he has been in love with music, especially the violin, since childhood, so it was a no-brainer to make a career out of it. His parents were less comfortable with this decision, worrying, as parents do, about practicality. He recalls his mother used to point out the lovely and vast estate of the local plastic surgeon each time they drove past. But as we know, his parents need not have worried. David has done well in music. But a few years ago, he and his wife Patty opened the Body Mind Float Center. Since running a business takes lots of time and energy, he worried initially about how he would feel playing the violin far less, but the change has actually been positive. He says, as cooking down a sauce intensifies flavor, and my pleasure in playing has grown as my hours with the fiddle in hand have diminished. To play with Diane, who is not only a great pianist, but a great friend, is as good as life gets for me. And if my audiences feel even a fraction of the joy I derive from playing, it will be a major win-win situation. Here are these two friends with music that over four movements is full of passion, lyricism, and some wonderful dances. The third sonata for violin and piano by Johannes Brahms.
Thank you. Thank you.
Sonata for Violin and Piano No. 3 by Johannes Brahm, played by violinist David Brickman and pianist Diane Walsh. This is Live from Hochstein, broadcast live from the stage of the Performance Hall of the Hochstein School in downtown Rochester, New York, on WXXI Classical 91.5 and 90.3, and heard around the world, streaming at classical915.org. For the conclusion of today's program, we'll get to hear just a little bit more from Claude Debussy, in this case one of his delicate songs, as transcribed for violin and piano by legendary violinist Yasha Heifetz. Here are David Brickman and Diane Walsh with Debussy's Beau Soir, Beautiful Evening. Bonsoir, Beautiful Evening, a song by Claude Debussy and a transcription for violin and piano by Yasha Heifetz, played by violinist David Brickman and pianist Diane Walsh, rounding out this lovely program of chamber music this snowy afternoon. I hope you can stop by or tune in next week for new percussion music with the Leach Peters Duo. You can find a complete schedule and selected past programs online at classical915.org. Live from Hochstein is produced by WXXI and the Hochstein School. Peggy Quackenbush is the president and executive director of the Hochstein School. The broadcast engineers are Andrew Croucher and Robert Braden. The studio engineer is Julia Figueres. Today's director and the executive producer of Live from Hochstein is Jean Fisher. And special thanks to Michelle Scaglione at Hochstein for her help with these programs. I'm Mona Segetola-Slami. Thank you for listening to Live from Hochstein, a production of WXXI Public Broadcasting.